it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's one of those things that happens on the show every once in a while where I forget. Are we trying to not laugh or are we trying to laugh?
It's kind of both. Yeah, it's like we're trying to not laugh during everyone else.
We call it joking off.
But laugh during mine.
No.
That's the point.
No.
I'm trying to remember which ones of my jokes that I've done before with you guys.
Have I told you guys recently that I adopted a dog from a blacksmith? As soon as I brought him home, he made a bolt for the door.
So anyway, the thing is we want you to call in with your jokes that are hopefully better than the ones Aaron just told.
What do you guys think you call a cold puppy?
A cold puppy?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's so dark, it's cold. Mm.
What?
A chili dog.
Bacon and eggs walk into a restaurant.
Oh,
the host says, "Sorry, we don't serve breakfast here."
Was that the whole joke?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What do you call a boomerang that won't come back? Stick.
I don't think it's shaped like a boomerang then.
I entered a pun contest once. I submitted 10 jokes, hoping one would win. No pun intended.
Nice. This isn't going well.
No pun intended.
Are these jokes?
Yeah.
Are we reading the wrong page?
I did two in a row. Come on.
I told my mom I'd call her later, but she said she prefers mom.
That's a good one. I will say.
Mm. Did you guys hear about the archaeologist who got fired? His career is in ruins.
Not anymore. He got fired.
Why don't astronauts like gravity? Because it brings them down, man.
Oh, that is a stoner joke.
Yeah,
I think he added the man on.
Yeah, here, mom.
Brings them down.
One of my friends was addicted to, God, addiction is usually not funny, but this is kind of funny. He was addicted to the Hokey Pokey.
Mm.
And he turned himself around.
Good. Uplifting.
I don't think he got it right.
He turned himself around.
I know, but that means he's still addicted to the Hokey Pokey.
Depends on how you...
I was going to tell a sodium joke, but then I thought, nah. Huh?
You have to know the periodic table. You have to know the periodic table.
Na
is the is the element. Okay, let me just do this. We suck, but we're going to keep going. But in the meantime, you could start dialing your phone and make this suck less by
please.
Telling your joking off jokes. 303-222-5423. He's funny. We hope you are too.
Where do rainbows go after being arrested? Prism.
Oh, okay. You could wait a second on this.
Yes.
Okay. What's brown and sticky? No. Anyone got a guess?
No. Are we guessing now?
I don't know. It just seems like a good what's brown and sticky.
Is it the same answer that Slacker had for his boomerang joke?
A stick.
Oh. Okay. Did you hear about the cleaners who went to space? They ended up scrubbing the mission.
What?
The cleaners who went to space, they scrubbed the mission. Scrubbing, cleaning, scrub, cancel.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just signed up for the company's 401k.
Nice.
I'm not sure if I can run that far, though.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of quiet tennis? It's basically the same as regular tennis, except without all that racket.
Can you, just for a second, let's just be quiet and listen, because I just hear people just hitting their little button on their car going, that's enough of that. Maybe just shoulder rolling out of your car on I-25 and letting it roll away from you.
This might help.
To avoid this. Okay, yeah.
Two fish are in a tank. Yep. One turns to the other. One turns to the other and says, any idea how to drive this thing? They're also probably dead.
Yeah.
If they're not in water.
Say what you want about deaf people.
Because they can't hear you. Oh.
I have a follow-up to that one.
Okay.
You really ought to hand it to blind prostitutes.
Why?
Erica's processing.
You gotta, like,
you really gotta hand it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing joking off, and I had a bunch more jokes I wanted to tell, but Aaron cut the last round short for some reason.
Yeah, it wasn't going very well.
No, I thought it was going great. Do you guys happen to know why libraries are so tall?
They're not.
Because there's so many stories.
That one's kind of cute.
Can I tell you about a text we got?
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Christina, don't move.
One second. We got a text that said, how many tickles does it take to make an octopus ink?
Ten tickles.
Yep.
It clicked. We saw the gears turn. We saw the synapses connecting.
We're watching the unraveling of Erica.
I think when you say it out loud, it's better than reading it.
Yeah.
I was like, 10 tickles? They have 8 arms.
You are super bright. Right. Christina, we're ready for you now.
Yay.
Joking off, what do you got?
Two guys walk into a bar. Third one ducks.
Mm. Yes.
Smart.
Yeah.
I like guys. It. You know what? Sorry.
Thank you.
We should have laughed for her.
Eric.
Yay.
Joking off. This is the worst one we've ever done.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
What do you get when you cross the Atlantic with the Titanic?
Atlantic with the Titanic.
Dead?
What? You get halfway.
Oh. Boy.
Too soon.
Take me back one of your French girls. Okay. That was great. Thank you.
Why'd you say that in a groove voice?
I don't know. I didn't say it in Gru voice.
Yeah, you did.
No, that wasn't Gru. This is Gru.
Okay.
And here's Professor Doofensmart. Sorry. Carolyn.
Yay.
Joking off.
I have a great Nirvana story. Hmm. Oh, whatever. Never mind.
Wait, I didn't even hear the first part.
I have a great Nirvana story. Nirvana.
Yeah.
My God.
Are we talking about the band?
Yes,
or?
And then that's whatever. Never mind. Never mind. Is that?
Oh,
is that a song?
Oh, whatever.
It's the name of the. Mind. Oh my God. Being in a room with uncultured swine is starting to really grate on me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I think we just have different culture.
Do you know what color the wind is?
No.
Blue.
B-L-E-W.
God, it's how long it takes it to register on her face.
Well, I was stuck on Pocahontas.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Paint with all the colors of the wind.
Yay.
You can paint.
Joking off, what do you got?
Well, I'm thinking about starting an hairline that caters to balding people. Mm. It's called receding hairlines.
What?
Receding hairlines. Thank you, Scott. How do you find a cheetah in the dark?
You spot it.
Close. It's a spotlight.
Oh.
Allison?
Yay.
Joking off, what do you got?
Okay. Why does Norway have barcodes on their ships?
on their ships?
Ships.
Ships.
Yeah.
Ships.
Like
ships. Why does Norway have, oh boy,
have barcodes on their ships?
I don't know why.
Ahoy.
So they can Scandinavian.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was my favorite.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Time once again. This is the least prepared newsroom in America.
Yes.
I mean, it's like we know once a day.
Can we get that on like a billboard?
Yes,
somewhere?
The least prepared. This is a time, most of the time it's about our personal feelings or like how, what we feel about like something going on in the news or whatever. But this is when we're trying to deliver news and we suck.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No!
News.
No! Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Like the song is fading out and I look around, I'm like, is anybody ready?
You know what's crazy? I've had jobs previous to this. I would write out my news.
You
not
really?
Here. Not here.
Yeah. We don't have any pens.
Is that a compliment? What are you saying?
I'm just saying this is the least prepared newsroom in America.
And least accurate, I believe.
Oh! Two for two! Let's go!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Speaking of, where is the story? Okay, so Orlando Bloom has broken his silence about the Katy Perry split.
Ooh.
He was on Today. Like just today. And he was asked by the host, there's some personal changes in your life since you were here last, which is totally like his
leading,
PR team was like, let's talk about it.
Right.
And yeah, he said, I'm great. I'm so grateful. And it said, we have the most beautiful daughter. When you leave everything on the field. What? Oh, then he starts talking about a movie. But he's like, we're great. Everything's fine. So like, yes, they split, but they have their beautiful daughter.
But he didn't admit it was because of the weird Daisy thing she did. And the
weird Daisy. And her daughter's name is Daisy.
No, but Katy took a Daisy up into space and sang like, What a Wonderful World or something.
And she just did a whole bunch of
and
real
when
cheesy.
And then she came back down. It was the last, what I saw was like Orlando's last straw was how she handled the backlash.
He thought that was
right.
Real
he did not admit to that. He just said nothing but love.
Because I feel like Katy Perry's,
they did break up.
Right.
I think
well,
they would
they're
be
great
decent.
At co-parenting.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't he have a kid with Miranda Kerr too?
Yeah. If not like two.
Yeah. So he's
doing the Nick Cannon thing?
Collected some. Well, that
he only
kid's
has
way
like
older.
Three kids. Yeah.
Okay.
He's just collected hot baby mamas.
Yeah.
The thing that I want to try to tie together, Katy Perry, space, real misstep. Gal Gadot, imagine. Which
real
one was worse?
Space.
I think
somehow
no.
It was like,
no,
Gal
Gadot. Imagine,
yeah.
No, but she's so hot that we forgave her though,
we
right?
We didn't.
But her career, I don't know that
I
her career has recovered.
No, she's a terrible actress.
But nor will Katy.
Take it back.
She's not great.
Katy's not great.
Katy's a really good performer.
No,
I would believe that.
Yeah, but I thought there was all these cringy videos of her on this last tour.
There was.
Yeah, but
the dancing was real hokey. And
but again, it's seeing, like, because I went to actually see it. I saw more than just the funny clips online.
Okay.
And, like, she is a really good performer.
Okay. Well, Gal Gadot's smoking hot.
Okay.
And I'm glad we could all agree on that.
Real hard-hitting news here.
Yep.
That is accurate, that part. good evening.
Good evening.
We've had some trouble pronouncing Nate Bargatze's name this week.
My God. Did you guys
get
my email?
It's Bargatze.
No.
Yes.
Bargatze.
Do you not? We were sitting right here after the show.
I know, but you went to that one guy.
It was
Fallon. It was Nate.
Yes.
And what did he say?
And I emailed these two.
It's not Getz. How can it be Getz with an A?
Sometimes it doesn't make sense.
I know, Favre.
And the not making sense continues. There's another star that we've been saying.
Are you
his
doing
name.
The D word?
Mm-hmm. We've been saying.
So now I've seen the pronunciation today, and the pronunciation yesterday was different than today.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Let
well,
him say
you try it.
What is it?
Okay, we already stated we are inaccurate. Denzel Washington.
Okay, that's definitely not right.
We've been saying his name incorrectly. That's how we've been saying it,
right.
Denzel.
Which
Denzel.
One? Okay.
He says it's actually Denzel.
Now, yesterday it was Denzel.
Denzel.
Heavy on the den. We keep going Denzel. Up to the second syllable. It's not Denzel. But yesterday it was
Denzel.
D-E-N, all capitalized, then Z-U-H-L.
Was Denzel.
Denzel. And then today I saw it still heavy Den, but Z-I-L.
Denzel. Yes, that's what I have. Denzel. He says that he and his father are both named Denzel.
Yes.
But to clear up confusion, his mom started calling him Denzel and the dad Denzel. So his name's actually Denzel, and he just goes by Denzel.
What on earth?
I know.
He doesn't go by Denzel. He goes by Denzel.
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 It's actually not Washington. It's Bargetzi.
It's not Getzi. It's not.
Have to get over it. He said it himself, and it's then I emailed the video to them.
Etsy is an E.
Too bad. I'm sorry for yelling.
Accept that your ex-wife, I forgot what letters, makes the G sound?
The what?
Or there's in...
In Portuguese?
Yeah.
D-E.
Makes G?
Yes.
So then can G. an A make an E sound in another culture, sure, or language,
no,
whatever?
No.
Ding, ding, ding.
Man, your animosity today is just...
I'm pretty tired. No. Good evening.
Good evening.
The new trailer for Monster, the Ed Gein story, came out, and I am so excited for this. October 3rd is going to be a really big day.
October 3rd.
That's when it comes out. And it's also a life
killer thing.
It's my fiance's birthday.
This is the third season of it, because Netflix first had Dahmer, Menendez Brothers.
Oh, the Menendez Brothers. It's one of those?
Yeah. I didn't finish the Menendez one. I finished
either.
The Dahmer one.
You almost can't. It's just so disturbing.
Like the mist of the blood in the air and stuff was when I was like, yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah. Who is this about?
I actually talked about Ed Gein not too long ago.
He's the skin guy.
He was the one that made lamps. Guy. Yeah.
I cannot wrap my head. Why do we care? These are like the worst people to ever walk the earth, and they get 1,000 documentaries done.
You know,
the best people were like, eh.
Gandhi, who cares?
I could tell you there. Why. I know so much about Ed Gein, and I re-listen to stuff, and like...
Should we be concerned?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. All right, there's panic, abject fear in the room. If you're keeping score, single week.
Are you on Instagram looking for happy stories? You check on Instagram?
Okay, can we just have a minute? You two just hack. These two have no idea what day of the week it is.
Thank you. Pretty much
every single day.
Thank you, yes.
It's bizarre. I thought you were kind of being a little bit of a diva because you roll your eyes a lot at them. But now I'm realizing you just said, hey, guys, it's almost time for Feel Good Friday. And Erica, there's papers in the air like it was graduation day.
Not like, in a good way.
She doesn't know it's Feel Good Friday until 14 seconds before Feel Good Friday starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of makes me think she's faking it. Like she doesn't actually feel good.
Oh. I'll fight you.
Well, sorry. Erica, did you want to go first?
I really don't want to go first if you
I can go. I have a story that
I swear if you take my story, I will punch you.
I don't think I'm going to take your story. I have a story about football.
Oh, okay.
A football player named Cooper DeJean. Anybody know who that guy is?
Oh
gosh.
Does anybody know Cooper DeJean?
From Iowa.
DeJean.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
How do you know him, Tiak?
He scored in the Super Bowl. He like ran a touchdown back. Oh, and he went to Iowa too.
Oh, yeah. That's how we know him.
I-O-W-A-I.
Do you know a strange fact about him other than Iowa? He's a big cereal guy.
Oh, I don't know.
He likes cereal.
I don't like that.
He just launched his own breakfast cereal called Coop's Crunch.
Is this good news?
This is great news. Because he's giving the proceeds from Coop's Crunch to the Iowa Healthcare Stead Family Children's Hospital.
Cute.
That's cool.
Now, this is why it's Feel Good Friday, because this story has to come out at least once a year during college football season. Hack, would you like to explain why he's giving his money to the Children's Hospital in Iowa.
So at the football field at University of Iowa, the Children's Hospital is on campus. It overlooks the field. So there are a lot of times there are rooms where the patients can see and watch the games. And then it's at, I believe it's at the after the first quarter, right? They everyone pauses in the entire stadium, even the visiting team. They all turn to the Children's Hospital and wave.
Cute.
And the kids are all up against the glass.
And they wave back. Waiting they for have that signs moment. And they show it on the TV. Yeah, it's every time. It's pretty.
You can't.
Every game?
Every game.
I defy you to watch that happen and not cry.
It's pretty cool, yeah. And even the opposing team it takes it's part just, in it. It's just,
hey, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it stuck with him so hard that even as a professional football player for the Eagles, he still wants to give back to that hospital. So he started a cereal, and he's given the money to the hospital.
Really cool. That's really cool.
Now I kind of have to like Iowa. Yeah. But it's Feel Good Friday. So, who's ready?
I got one.
Oh, boy. Oh.
I saw this earlier this week, actually, and thought I should save it.
Okay.
So there was this woman on her wedding day.
Boy, we found a way to work weddings in.
No, but she was on her wedding day and she was all ready. And it's typically the time where you would go and do the first look with your dad.
Oh.
But her dad passed away in 9/11. And so she walked out of her hotel and tons of people from FDNY was there waiting for her with the truck and everything. So she kind of had a moment. Yeah. Now, it would be a little awkward because I don't think she knows these people, but the sentiment is there.
Was he he was with the fire department, probably?
Yes. Sorry, I forgot to mention that, yeah. Hmm. It is really sweet.
Somebody's going to make me cry today because I am sitting on the cusp of it. Okay, that's pretty feel-goody.
This one's out of Denver and very similarly.
Okay.
It is about a bride going down an aisle.
Oh, God.
What?
In 1995, the year I was born, there was there was a paramedic who, unfortunately, the ambulance driver kind of fell asleep at the wheel. Something happened. Had damage to his nervous system. He didn't know at the time. Not until 2007 when he woke up paralyzed from the neck down.
Oh.
He recently had a new surgery, and it allowed him to walk his daughter down the aisle. And as someone without a dad, that makes my heart very warm. So shout out to that Denver doctor.
Did this happen at like Craig Hospital or something?
It doesn't say.
Has to be. That's where they do all the like.
Yeah.
That's where Christopher Reeve was after the horse accident and the whole thing. It's like they do like amazing.
Dr. Falci, F-A-L-C-I. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm so sorry.
It was from his accident in 95.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just found a way to like correct it or do something so he can at least walk.
Yeah. He walked his daughter down the aisle.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not going to go.
I feel like I just ruined these.
See you next week.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We had a topic planned here, but we're not doing it anymore because we're doing the topic Ruined the Surprise. Now, this is coming as a shock to one person in the room.
Okay.
The like fear in his eyes.
Do I get to Dragon Ball mine up too?
Yeah, well,
or
sure.
Save it for another day.
Yeah, maybe save it. But I mean, here's
messed
the
up again.
So we we'd like to talk about the time you. I don't know. How do I mansplain this? Ruined the surprise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, the surprise that was just ruined for me was one that I have painstakingly taken steps to avoid.
For at least like 36 hours?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
There's a documentary. By the way, I want to say, unlike other people on this radio station, Heather, looking at you, we're not going to ruin the surprise.
Yeah,
we won't. That was ruined for me.
Give it away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some of you have already watched the show. What's it called?
Unknown Number.
Unknown Number.
It's a Netflix documentary about a case that was kind of famous. And if you knew the case, then you already know
there's a
giant twist in it.
I don't think a lot of people, myself included, had no recollection of this.
Right.
Huh. Perhaps Slacker as well.
Yeah, I didn't know. And both Erica and Aaron have been like, this documentary is awesome. Erica was like,
because it's just so crazy.
You gotta watch this.
Right.
And then our midday girl goes on the air and goes, by the way, blah, did it. She said it.
Uh-huh.
And it's going around the radio station that she said it, and we're getting texts. So then I'm not reading our text line. Mm-hmm. And then TAC went back into the files. Like, we can go back and listen to everything that's played on our radio station.
Sure.
And he went back and listened to her thing, mm-hmm. and he wanted to listen to it. And I'm like, I'm going to leave the room.
Right.
Because I don't want to hear it.
You took good steps.
Yes.
Literally.
Steps.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Then I come back in the room. We continue to have a conversation. It's not till later on, just a few minutes ago, actually, mm-hmm. he decided to respond to one of those texts. He goes, I'm going to respond with, blank did it. And he just says that out loud.
It's confusing because Erica and Aaron already knew. So
but you saw me leave the room.
I forgot.
It was the way that Aaron and I froze and went speechless.
Yeah.
Which
you guys
is
all
never
froze.
Good.
No.
But then watching Hack, I think it took, no joke, 10 seconds.
Easily.
For mm-hmm. it to process. He was like, why is everyone just staring at me?
Yeah, like, come on, laugh. It was funny.
I'm doing the thing.
And
yeah.
boy, did we laugh.
Yeah, no one did.
And then, well, it was so quiet.
And then you threw
then
the clock.
Then I left the room, flung the door open, broke the clock in the room.
I'm sorry. I haven't even seen it. I don't even have Netflix.
But you know who?
What?
Who did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we all know.
I do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We all do.
Slacker, do you think you'll still watch the show?
Why would I?
You still should.
Yeah. It's still real.
He heard Heather say it, I think.
I did not hear Heather say it. He ruined the surprise for me. So in honor of T-Hack, so he doesn't feel like the biggest moron mm-hmm. on the face of planet Earth, knowing full well that like 10 minutes earlier, I had left the room.
You did, yeah. And made a big deal. Like, I waited for you to get out of the room before.
Mm-hmm. Waited for the door to close.
If you've also mm-hmm. ruined a surprise, try to make T-Hack feel better by telling your story.
If you had a surprise ruined for you.
Oh, yeah. That yeah. too. Yeah. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
303-222-5423. You can text or call.
The surprise was not ruined, but my sister almost ruined the surprise of my engagement.
To you?
Which is actually, no, to well, you? Kind of. Word was starting to get around.
That you were going to get proposed to?
Around me, yes. And actually, Mom, I love you. Technically, this was my mother's fault because my fiance told my mom and my dad.
Because he mom probably asked for permission and did. Correct. He seems like a very traditional
And then
dude.
He said, I'm going to text you both when I'm going to do it. So he did. My mom then decides, well, free information, tells my sister.
What are you doing?
Then,
what are you doing?
Then mothers. My fiance was flying out my best friend as a surprise to me.
For your birthday.
For my birthday, which also ended up being the proposal day. So then my sister DMs the friend and is like, oh my gosh, I hear you're going to be there Saturday. And my friend's like, yeah, super excited. And she says, heard he got the emerald cut. And my friend said, huh? So then my friend is hiding it from both Dane and I that she knows.
Oh my God.
It was.
Was she not supposed to know either?
She wasn't. No. Dane was like, I don't want her to know because then she's going to be weird all weekend, which she did a very good job. She was not weird.
Oh my God. When you got too many cooks in the kitchen.
Too many people knew.
Oh no.
What a moron.
Yeah. What?
Buddy, he's trying to make your mom.
I was like, don't call my mom a moron.
No, you see what he's doing. He's
all
trying
my sister's
to.
Fault.
Yeah,
it's
all
okay.
of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I know one moron in this room.
Did it? You said out loud. It's bleeped. It's fine.
Okay. I got quiet again. Yeah,
I mean, okay.
I had a kind of a similar thing where we were all going to Chicago.
Hold on. Your story's already out there. Let's get anybody else in the room.
Okay,
no, go ahead. What?
Okay. We were going to Chicago. My buddy was going to propose to his girlfriend at the time. And we were all going to be, he's going to bring her back. And we're going to all be there. Like, oh, surprise. We knew it. So his parents were coming in and stuff. And his mom, before she gets on the plane, goes on Facebook, says, heading to Chicago for my son's engagement party.
No! What is wrong with in parents? Person.
So then he sees Jesus. It. She's on the plane, so he cannot like reach her to go delete. So he had to just do his best to keep his soon-to-be fiance
from getting on social media whatsoever.
Yes. Yeah. And he did it. He kept her off. It worked.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, what a... Just the worst.
Here's the deal.
That's the worst.
I have the feeling most of the calls are either going to be about you, T-Hack, or moms.
Yeah.
Because moms with a tiny little bit of information...
They want to share it with the world.
Because, like, you tell your mom when you're pregnant, like, you're not supposed to tell anybody till 20 weeks, right? Because there's complications that can happen. Mm-hmm. And everybody I know tells their mom, like, at 12 weeks, and they're like, I'm positive, but we can't tell anybody. And then it's in the church bulletin newsletter.
Because
mom's like, oh my God, she's pregnant. It's going to be great. Oh, don't tell me. Like, why don't we just call this moms and T-Hacks?
Moms.
All right. You ruined a surprise. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about how T-Hack sucks with surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think really Heather in the midday, I think, really started this
No, but
whole
you
thing.
Ruined it with me. Can I tell you something? So T-Hack told me the ending of a documentary that I really wanted to watch, and I'm not going to be able to watch it.
It was an accident. I didn't just...
While you were out of the room, I think even... Erica might have been out of the room. I had a discussion with Aaron.
This is not good because I don't remember what we talked about.
Oh, you'll remember the second I get into it. About 20 years ago, I found a diary, and every day we read one entry.
Oh,
what?
I don't remember it, so it's really fun.
Okay,
that like we read it and we're all exploring it together. But I know the ending.
Oh, right. Oh, are you going to spoil it for T-Hack?
I looked at Aaron. I'm like, I'm going in the other room. And I'm going to tell T-Hack how the diary ends. And she's like, no. And I'm like, no, I'm going.
No, and you can't do it because then he'll accidentally tell us.
That's what she said. She's like, it's not about punishing him.
Yeah.
He'll ruin it for everyone.
You're just the dumbest person ever.
Not the dumbest, but in the wheelhouse. Danielle.
Yay.
Ruined the surprise. What'd you do?
Well, my husband tried to throw me a surprise 30th birthday party.
Cute.
And I started getting emails from Party City. Your balloons have been ordered.
Because you're on the record.
He's so sweet.
And I tried really hard to not let him know I knew. And then he heard me on the phone with somebody saying, oh, no, I have plans that night. And he's like, how do you know you have plans that night? And I said, I'm sorry, but I saw
them. You got to try to let him have it.
I tried, and it was still a great party, but he worked really hard, and it all got ruined by Party City.
You know what? This is Party City's fault.
Yeah! Let's burn it down! Wait,
don't they not exist anymore?
No, they still do.
Yeah, they're still there, and let's not burn them down. I just want you to know I'm not condoning. I did the same. Thank you, Danielle. I ruined my own surprise birthday party.
By doing
it's
that.
Actually what? The people I worked with on the show at the time. It was before...
None of us?
No, it was before T-Hack. It was Little D.
Okay.
And they clearly got called to like delay me for my surprise party. They're like, we're not ready. So he, out of nowhere, T-Hack, a Little D goes, hey man, we never get a drink. Let's go get a drink. I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah. Something's going on.
You've never asked me in the history.
You know not to talk to me.
Where was the surprise party?
It was my birthday. But he was like, it's your birthday. Let me take you out for a drink. I'm like, we've never gone to get a drink together in the history of
And it was on your actual birthday?
On my actual birthday.
No.
So then as we were walking to the nearest bar, I just flipped open my phone and turned on the backdoor camera and watched 20 kids running around in my backyard. I'm like, well, how long do you have to delay me, Little D?
Why would you do that?
I didn't. I played along and then I stopped. I swear this is hilarious as it's happening. I stopped at Party City. Okay. I bought an angel costume.
What?
Halo, what? The whole white robe. And then I opened the door like I come home cosplayed every night when I come home.
Oh.
I opened the door dressed as an angel and there was my buddy Chad naked standing there. And then they all screamed, surprise. So then...
Why was he naked?
There's a lot of surprises
I know.
In this.
Is he available for other parties?
Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Time for the diary. Couldn't wait for the time. Time is now.
Time
is now for the diary. Where we last left off, it's really hard to like her. I know her life is...
It's always so, like, from the outside looking in, it's easy to be like, you're doing the wrong thing, whatever, but when you're
in
it... But
she also knows she is.
Yeah.
She said that.
She's sleeping with Mike again. If you're farther behind than that, they broke up because he asked her. It's like, yeah. Such a weird thing. Marry me. Yes. By the way, I cheated on you. Get out.
Right. And now we're sleeping together. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
But not living together anymore. We knew mm-hmm. she moved out.
Right. She's living with her mom, we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, but not the thing about living with her mom that I think we all do agree on. She doesn't think this is permanent because she's not even trying to move in. She's right. living out of boxes, living out of suitcases. Mm-hmm.
So does that probably mean they're not hooking up at her mom's house? They're probably going to Mike's house, right?
Which is the house
back
that
their
she
house.
Just moved yeah. out of. Yeah. That,
ew, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I would think. I mean, unless they're like renting
Why
a
is that
motel
ew?
Or something. But
because then there's just so much
history,
emotion.
I guess she moved that picture over there. It's just like weird yeah. that I don't live here anymore, but
like, listen, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but like, I feel like when it comes to cheating, if you cheated on your boyfriend, if you lived with your boyfriend,
sure,
which you do, Erica,
he's not my boyfriend, but
your fiance. Okay. So you live with him.
Right.
And he cheats on you. That's terrible.
I don't like to put that juju out there, but, right, yeah.
but it's terrible if he does.
Correct.
Is it or is it not worse if he cheats in your bed?
Oh, so much worse.
Because there's that bed just
no,
has
I'm
memories and juju.
I'm agreeing with that, but we don't know where she hooked up with John.
I feel like Tiak nailed it. There's no way he, like, you don't drag your ex-boyfriend into your mom's house. And
no, I'm saying that, yes, you go to Mike's house,
so
but why is that ew? Because we don't know if she hooked up with John at...
Because there's all the history
no,
there with
I'm
her
saying
and Mike.
It's the same thing. That bed has history in it, and it was your history, and
but
it's just
still
like...
the
maybe
same
they're
two
not
people.
Using the bed.
There we go.
They're on top of the dryer.
What's really happening is I would like to get to this entry. Oh,
okay. Hold on. I'm starting the dryer.
Are you?
There we go. It's got a little delay there.
Why do you have this sound effect?
I'd throw a bowling ball in here in a minute.
He has me record all sorts of crazy stuff.
I don't know why I just wasted all of our time on that. Mostly to delay her from getting what she wants for one more second.
Isn't it what you want?
Okay, you're right. Yeah. So the last entry when they were boinking was?
Right. They were boinking September 2nd.
Okay.
This is September 8th.
Okay, let's go.
I've joined the majority of society. Today I went to therapy. Oh, thank God.
Oh, we needed this.
It feels weird. Really weird. The thing is, I kind of liked it. I've never really talked about myself before, but then again, I never really wanted or tried to sort things out before. I got this book from Julie. What? This book? Or?
Yes.
Okay. I got this book from Julie. We've already had a breakthrough, which is apparently a good thing. I said that I had changed so much in the last few years and felt I didn't really know what I was supposed to have learned or really how I felt about the person I'd become. She asked how that made me feel, which made me laugh. They really do ask, how does that make you feel?
Yeah.
At the end of the appointment, she wrote me a prescription. I haven't taken it to the pharmacy. I don't want to believe that I need it.
Oh.
No!
No, I thought I was going to turn and get more.
Wait, I need you to reread the last two sentences then.
Yeah, I'm confused by it.
Yeah.
At the end of the appointment, she wrote me a prescription. I haven't taken it to the pharmacy. I don't want to believe that I need it. So this is
what?
A psychiatrist, not
That's
just
what I was
a
thinking.
Therapist.
Prescription for what? Like
anxiety meds or something?
Or depression? Zoloft, Wellbutrin, like way back when. Yeah, just
also,
something to take.
One appointment to be like, here you go.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I will say.
Crazy is probably not the right time to use this word.
Well,
sorry.
Therapy back then.
Was a little
more prescription heavy. It's like, something's wrong. Here.
Yeah.
Fix it.
That's true. This was at least 20 years ago.
At least.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't have any way to make this go on.
So okay. She doesn't, what do you think? She didn't say what the breakthrough was, right?
Mm-mm.
She's already had a break. She has to have had more than one. No, she couldn't have. Because this was,
she was
just the
saying
fourth to the
she's
eighth.
Changed
the second to the eighth.
She's saying she changed so much and she didn't really know what she wanted as this person or who she was. And apparently the breakthrough came from, and how does that make you feel?
But
confused.
But also, if you're having breakthroughs, again, it was another time.
Right.
If you're having breakthroughs, don't start the drugs.
No.
Yeah.
That let, feels... let your mind sort itself out. And then if you're hitting some walls that you can't get over, but she doesn't strike me as a person. The drugs are oftentimes for people who are on the verge of doing something.
But like anxiety or...
Yeah, I mean, they're just consumed by something.
Right. And I guess I could understand that she might be a bit consumed by the decisions she's made recently.
Oh my God.
So yep. That I literally turned the page. I feel like a date
at the top.
Sentence.
You swear there's a date at the top of the next page. And what is that date?
September 22nd.
Okay.
Do you remember...
It's not.
21st night of September.
Maybe she'll be writing about the 21st night of September.
Yeah. Okay. She's recapping.
Did you have any other words that they said at the top? Would you have any?
No, I didn't look. I didn't look.
Okay. So I'm sorry to send every... Like, what? Like,
I know.
Right.
It was a real drop off.
But yeah. Okay. Let me just ask you this. Because I know there's people in here that have either on the drugs or not on the drugs. Doesn't matter. Do you get the sense that she's not going to get it? Like, she's like, I haven't dropped it off yet. I think she's the type of person who's going to go, she thinks I need drugs, but I don't.
I don't know. Because it's either that or my first thought was she will go fill them because she wants things done fast and doesn't want to put an effort.
Mm. Yeah, and like, she's like, I need someone to tell me what to do.
Yeah. She's so lost that if someone gave her something, she's just going to do it.
And do we think therapy is a means to stop sleeping with Mike?
I think hopefully. It should help, yeah.
But what if Mike's the one and he forgives her?
Then hopefully she figures different. That out, yeah.
But what, you got, okay.
Hopefully she gets clarity. Through
they therapy. Can't keep going on this pattern of like, oop, we're broken up, but we're sleeping together, but then I need therapy, but then we're still just sleeping together.
But I do that pattern right. so
and
well.
Right, and we've all done that pattern. What are you doing?
All right, find out if she gets help or drugs or both Monday.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Okay, we've spent the last few minutes looking up sexy pictures on our computers.
I was trying. It was on me.
Hack is a boomer and couldn't find this girl. She's Teacher Bay, and we strongly encourage you not look for her. Because you're going to find this other girl that's not the one we're talking about.
But I Googled Teacher Bay and had zero problems.
Why?
Okay. They put up a firewall just on Hack.
Yeah, maybe.
It's so weird.
Might
that you
have to do with previous searches.
Okay. Well, what? Okay. Where does it say where she's from, or does it matter?
I don't know if it matters. I also haven't seen it say anything.
I can't seem to find it, but she has 134,000 TikTok followers.
Okay, is that a lot?
It's quite a bit.
Okay,
not a million, but.
And does she post videos of her, like the video that Aaron showed me, since I couldn't find it on my
own, right?
It was somebody else filming her.
The ones that I've seen, or like, even so, the pictures, her arm's not out. So somebody's.
So someone's filming her, but she's posting.
But it's her. Okay.
Yeah.
But who would be filming? Okay. If you don't know what we're talking about, she's a teacher in a school somewhere and she wears nice clothes to school. And I defy anybody to say that that's not true. She wears nice clothes to school. Is she wearing stripper outfits?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No.
Okay, then what's wrong with it?
I actually don't really have a problem with it.
Aaron's got a huge problem with it.
She
Aaron's
does.
Over here like, she's moving her butt on purpose.
Don't get me wrong. She looks phenomenal. And the outfits are not, it's not like she's going to work at the strip club later. I think they're too form-fitting for a teacher, especially the grades that she's around.
Yeah, what grade is she?
Is it in high school?
I thought it was middle.
Well, what difference?
Do you think it matters, like middle versus high school? Or
I think high school would be
worse because boys are doing their thing at that point.
You'd be shocked at how young the thing starts. Now. Now, I mean, like, let's get into it.
But like,
I was like 13 probably. Hack?
I was older. A little older.
You were?
Like 14, 15
when
probably.
When you started thinking about people that way?
I mean, fuzzy and the whole...
Oh,
what the heck is fuzzy?
Like hair.
Hair. Oh.
And like...
Yeah, okay, so that probably like younger, yeah. That is young. I was
puberty
thinking more,
is hitting.
Mm-hmm. I remember
so much younger.
I remember my dad was our sixth grade basketball coach, and at one point we all put our hands in and go like, "Go team!" And one kid had armpit hair, and everyone was like, "Whoa!" And we were very distracted for the rest of the game.
That's so sad.
We're like, Timmy,
really? Yeah. That was the first time you noticed it.
Yeah.
At what age?
I think we were in sixth grade.
So was that 12?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, but it was just one at that point. And everyone else
And then
was
they just
like,
start dropping like flies.
I think so, yeah.
And then were you the late one?
I don't remember, honestly.
So you're probably right in the middle then.
I wasn't
You'd
first. Timmy was
late.
First. For sure, Timmy was first.
Because I remember there's like some of my friends, their kids like 2-3 years after Noah were still short, still had their high voice. Mm, and you're like, yeah. Noah, come out and play. And it's like, what are you talking about? It was like, what? So none of that had happened. When did you guys hit it? I know this isn't
like
relevant to the story.
That's a weird question for girls.
Wait, no, it's not. Because let me say this. My daughter was on track to have puberty. She had prepubescent. There's something. Mm-hmm. It was a thing.
Like you should be careful talking about your daughter.
No. We talked about it on the air because it was a very rough decision for our family because we had to either decide.
Oh.
You have to decide. She's basically on some of the more controversial drugs in the world. Right now, she was on puberty.
Off?
Yes, because if she was going to have her period at like 8 or 9.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And that's it's more common now because of all the stuff we ingest.
Yikes.
And it's also a hereditary thing because one of my nieces on my ex-wife's side also has it. And she went through the exact same thing.
I didn't know that. I believe mine was 7th grade, if we're putting
kind
it
of the
out
same
there.
Thing. Well, I mean, did you know that, and this you'll probably hopefully agree with me, you stop growing when that happens. Because for women, men can get the change of life and we just keep going. But girls, your body goes, okay, that's enough. Let's just make eggs.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I was also 4'9 in the second grade. So things were happening for me.
Holy. You're gargantuan. You're like,
I was so giant and I was not... thin giant. I was
just like
just
a big bones, like an Iowa girl.
I was
in
just,
California.
And then my like best friend to this day, we have a picture where she looks like my child.
For real?
Yeah.
4'9 at that age.
Yeah, it was hard. Because you're just the giant.
Because people
kid.
Are just fleeing you, like yeah. Godzilla.
Right.
Exactly.
This is really bringing back trauma.
Wow.
So yeah, but then everything.
Everything, but then you like then it stops because
yeah.
You got
I guess
your,
I was 5'7" in 7th grade. Then
you are tall.
Yeah,
I looked
at
one of our videos
girl.
The other day, and I was like, "Holy crap! Erica is not that much shorter than me." It was when you guys were standing there.
Am I shorter than you?
You are.
Okay. I will say I don't like standing for group photos anymore.
Yeah, it's kind
really
of stupid. You
like
do
all
look,
of us. It's yeah, us. A little taller, and then
I'm barely in the picture.
Yeah, it's like, is something on her shoulders? Or
Aaron looks like our child.
And you were, Aaron, how old?
I was 13 or 14.
Okay.
And I was 5'2", stayed that way.
Wow. That is so hard to imagine life that way.
Okay. So does anybody in the room remember what we were talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, we're talking about Teacher Ray, who is on my screen.
So does it matter if the boys have already gone through that or not?
Also, now I'm scrolling through some of her stuff from the people in the background. It looks like middle school.
Okay, so kids. Then that's, even though the boys have probably already had the change.
Or in the process, whatever.
If her desired vocation is being a teacher.
Right.
And her desired dress falls within the guidelines of the school, what's the problem? Like,
I see
they haven't
no
said,
problem with the way she dresses.
I don't either. And I'm so freaked out that everybody's like, yeah, she's got a motor booty.
She
okay.
does. She has amazing curves. She looks phenomenal. I'm just a little uncomfortable with it being in a school. If it was a 9-to-5, whatever. It's just that it's in a school where I don't exactly know why, because I also want to be like, wear whatever you want.
Right.
But you've just got this gnawing thing inside of you that says, do you think, is it because you think she's doing it for attention from the kids? Because
if her
intent is that, that's effed up.
For sure.
I would say, to back up Aaron a little bit, I would have no problem with it if somebody, like a parent, just complained or something, and then we went in and saw, and it's like, oh, she's dressed fine. She made a TikTok. Her teaching's not her passion. Her passion's being on the internet. Like, why would you make a TikTok just showing your outfits as a teacher? That seems weird.
But can't you have multiple passions?
I disagree with that because I think
a little bit. And also, I got my kid walking through the high school, and all of a sudden he's on your TikTok.
That part is weird.
I agree with that part.
I think she blurs their faces, but I'm only looking at screen grabs, so I don't know.
So you're spending the school day when you're paid to be educating the children and you're filming your outfits? I mean, I agree, because I'll take this side. There are sneakerheads who are teachers and they're like big on Instagram where they post their pictures of it. And I think it's weird.
That's weird,
because it's like, dude, teach the class and do it in the like they're taking the pictures in the classroom. And I think that's strange.
The weird thing is the bulk of the videos,
and then have your separate.
Well, the videos that I saw, Aaron just showed me one that differs from what I'm going to say. But the videos that I saw were in the hallways between classes.
Yes.
So she's not interrupting her teaching time for these videos.
But I thought one of them, wasn't she writing on the board?
That's the one that, like, yes, she's writing on the board, which is, that's a little weird. And her booty is like moving.
Yeah. She's writing like she's prepping for the day in the video.
So the kids aren't necessarily in the room at that point.
We don't know if they are, because the camera's on her.
Can you tell, is her content, because I think there are teachers who like have TikToks.
Yes.
The account is focused on like
teaching.
Life as a teacher.
That's
what I'm wondering. What is her, what is the content?
What's the intention behind it or something?
Is she just writing on the board? I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, why post that?
Well, I mean, but you can be more than one thing. We can be radio people, and then you do sneaker content.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, your whole life doesn't have to be teaching, even though she is taking videos of her teaching.
I'm wondering if the thing that's throwing me off are the heels she's wearing.
She's wearing very strappy shoes.
Yeah.
But if that's what she likes, you guys.
But also not in every video. Like, in most of these videos, I'm like, if I wore that, you guys would be like, okay, Miss Frump. You say that to me anyway every day.
Not to your face.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I owe someone a bit of a congratulations.
Oh.
It's got to be me, because she's reluctant.
It is not you.
I will say this. Just for everybody listening who can't sense the animosity between the two of us, if you wanted to say congratulations to anyone else in the room, you'd just be like, hey, congrats. Hey, Aaron, congrats. But like,
it's interesting how you make everything about how much we all hate you.
Not all, just you.
Oh, it's interesting how you make everything about how I hate you.
Loves me.
It actually has nothing to do with you.
Why does
I want to offer my warmest congrats to Aaron.
Oh,
because it actually is finally fall. And we can all take it. I know it's not officially. I know it's not.
Then what are you doing?
But she has been celebrating the beginning of fall since August 1st.
Right, and we still can't give in. Hold on. I don't care what it looks like outside. It's...
Are you singing the Twilight song?
What are you doing?
It's our season.
I just, now that we are like through the first week of September, we can go, oh, perfect.
No! No! It's sad, Erica.
Pretty warm. So like, you're both wearing sweaters. And I
put a hoodie on. There is a desperation.
It's chilly. I walked Swanson this morning and I thought, I could use a light coat.
Sweater weather. It's sweater weather.
Is she okay?
Haven't you seen all the fall memes? I share them.
Well,
I do just want to say, I love this time of year. Mm-hmm. Because... just the bigger clothes can hide any imperfections you have.
Until you're sweating through them, because it's 90 degrees out.
It's not going to be 90 today.
The sun, we're so close to the sun.
No, but
it's
also
so hot here.
But don't you love boot weather, dude?
Yeah, some Tim's.
No, I meant
riding
girls.
Boots.
I love when girls wear boots.
Like
the booties.
Any kind of boots.
Yeah.
I don't know why I think boots are so cute.
Do you like when girls wear Tim's?
Those are boots.
No, that's more of a like.
See, I like Tim's. Yeah, I don't like the riding.
You don't? Do you like heeled boots?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want over the knee boots?
Sure.
Oh, God. Shouldn't have asked.
Okay, went a little Pretty Woman on me there, but yeah, sure.
But you don't feel that getting close to mid-September is acceptable as fall?
Like I think you can start to do your wardrobe. I think you can start to sprinkle it into your life.
The leaves are starting.
I did change our profile photo on Instagram.
She changed it days ago.
No!
Days ago to Halloween!
First.
Days ago to Halloween.
Not to
Halloween. It is Halloween. It's just orange. And there's a spider web on it.
Oh my God, this upsets me so much. We need to have meetings before you do things like that from this point forward. No. You don't get to...
You didn't notice.
It's that holiday is in.
I agree with you. I don't think it's spooky season.
I didn't make it the other one. I backtracked.
Because you have one with like the letters like... Oh,
melting, yeah.
Yeah. When do you think you're going to put that one up?
October 1st.
And that's acceptable. Go back to the pink right now.
Go back to the...
No.
It's...
I would say it is officially crispy Gilmore Girls season, mm-hmm. but it is not yet spooky season. So really, congratulations to her as a backhand.
AC is on in my house. Yes. What are you talking about?
Yes. My Bryant heat pump system from Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. It's still cooling. It's not fall. It's not fall. And for you to say congratulations, Aaron's finally right, is making you just as wrong as her. Mm-hmm. I get it. This is how societies
wind
crumble.
Them up and watch them go.
No, but this is it. You start to take over. It's like, oh, it used to just be, we had to wait till October. And it's like, well, let's move it a little bit. Let's get into September.
I went to Target to today.
Today?
I don't know why I did that.
Relax.
She's shivering.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
She's excited.
I went to Target today.
Okay.
And I literally went to the back section where they always change it for the holiday or whatever.
I still got some school supplies in there.
This time they're like Valentine's Day.
I went for the gardening stuff.
Yeah.
The next aisle, literally the next one.
Yeah.
Christmas. I said, no. That's okay, too much.
But you've
been pushing your Halloween since June.
Yeah, they're sold out already.
Yes. You're weird.
That's different.
Costco has costumes up, and I want to hurt a puppy.
No, now it's
that
time.
That feels right.
No, it doesn't.
It is. Labor
Day is gone.
Yeah.
Erica, what team are you on?
I have no idea.
You're proving my point. You don't like me. Whatever side I'm on.
No!
Yes!
The Slacker Show.
Alice. Okay, I have a weird moral dilemma, and everybody's got to just pay attention.
Oh.
No, but here's the thing. I feel like Hack's going to be on my side. I think, please don't take this wrong, I think he's enough of a loser like me.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. How could I take it wrong, boss?
Getting worse.
I'm like you? All right.
So you think Aaron and I are...
I don't know where you land.
Winners.
Yeah, so we're not losers.
Okay, picture a mall parking lot, specifically Park Meadows Mall, right?
I've never been there.
But it's a mall where the lanes, the parking lot has one-way lanes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you go this way, you're only parking that way, and you turn around to park the other way.
The spots are angled
Correct.
A little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's enough room for one car driving down those things, mm-hmm. so that one car is parked, and if you're not parking, you're just driving through. Mm-hmm. Everybody got it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know the lot well.
It's over by Park Cheesecake Meadows. Factory if you want me to get super specific.
I know it well.
Supers is
okay.
Specific.
Okay. So here we are. But King Supers, they're wider. You can still...
No. Not this one.
So I am over there and I get into that row as my exit strategy. That's my way out. I'm not parking, but it's also the way out.
And you're going the correct way.
I'm going the correct way. And it's packed at the mall. And there is a truck about six cars in front of me who sees somebody get in their car. So he stops to wait for them to back out and take the space.
Okay.
At this point, I'm not going to kill anyone yet.
Right, because that would be irrational.
It becomes very rational in a minute. A minute goes by. 2 minutes go by. Now, Hack, there are several people doing some things that are, in my opinion, egregious breaches of human behavior.
Ugh.
Tell me who's doing the wrong thing. The person in the car that got in their car.
Oh, and they haven't moved yet.
They haven't moved.
They're in their car.
Could they be feeding a baby?
Okay. Okay. So there are some things they could be doing. Okay. Okay. What about the guy waiting? What about that guy?
How many minutes passed?
Eventually, it was like 8 minutes. I'm going to say this. I get it. The mall's packed.
Yeah.
Wow. I am so...
How close to the truck, how close was it to one of the end, the exit?
He's probably five cars from the exit, but he won't leave. There's no room for him to kind of scoot over.
No,
it's narrow. Okay. And now there's 10 cars behind me. Oh. He's like five cars. We have a line of people who either want to park and we can't get out. Can't back up. Can't go forward. All I'm saying is the family who got in the car.
Oh, they were a family.
Yes.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
But you got to move.
You gotta move it.
But also, when you get in your car, that doesn't say I'm leaving.
No,
but you did.
They did all get in. Right. I've had to be like, I'm not leaving.
Right. You gotta do a sign like, hey, don't. I'm just putting. I'm going back. Like, right.
Uh huh. Yeah. Could you see it? Were there reverse lights on at all?
I couldn't see. There were so many cars, but I don't.
Because it is, I get the anxiety big time.
I knew you'd feel the same.
It's unfair to my children because we're in that where you can see someone waiting and we got two kids to load in the car and you're like, come on. Because
you don't have to hurry at that moment, dude. But you don't.
I still feel because I'm so like you, I'm like, let's go. They're waiting.
No, we're trying to be polite. You can see that they, like you're trying to, what's the word? Not responsible. You're
courteous.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of when you see the wet floor and you do the weird walk. It's like we're trying to be polite to everyone.
True, because our footprints are no different.
No, they're just faster.
I'm showing you. I'm aware. I see you. I appreciate you. We're moving fast. We're going. It's the same thing
in front of King Soopers when somebody's walking through that area in front of the store. If there's a car waiting, I don't walk. I jog. Or I give him the front foot shuffle, like maybe same, like I'm walking on a web floor.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey,
I'll get across faster. I know you're waiting because now King Soopers has made that a football field, and it's like at any given time there could be five people in there, and you're like, hey, I'm never getting through here.
Okay, so a lot of problems with parking lots.
Here's the real issue that I have. That family is not great because T-Hack would have rushed it along.
I'm probably too far on the other.
Yeah, you do need to help speed it up and get out of there.
But that's not who my problem is with. The person in the front car. There is a point, ma'am or sir, where you take the L.
Yeah.
Take the L.
Words out of my mouth.
That's not your spot.
Take it.
I saw him get in the car. Great.
Yeah.
It's not yours. Just because you saw him get in the car, that's not your spot.
I think you can wait up to like
40 seconds, people.
I was going to say like 80 seconds. You passed that minute and a half mark and you got to go.
I get it. I've been driving around the parking lot forever. Okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you. I think once you see the third car, one car behind you, you're like, hold on, we're going.
They're stacking.
Okay, now they're stacking. I got to go.
Yeah, that's fair too.
I got to go.
So the moral question that I have for you guys and for the listeners at 303-222-5423, was it wrong for me to bury my fist in my horn and not let go until he took the L? Because I just, until I got most of the cars doing it.
No.
I'm glad you didn't ram him. That's what I would have suggested.
He was too far. I would have had to ram an innocent victim to get them to ram the innocent victim to get them to hit him.
No,
there was the truck and then a couple of cars.
I was a few cars back.
Oh my God.
No, I wasn't next. I could still see what was going on. I saw the family going on. Okay, he's going to wait. And it's like, wait. And then I lost it.
At 8 minutes?
I lost it.
I probably would have gotten out of the car and thrown my body at this person.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I have a story that will not make you hate every major semi-truck crash.
Ooh.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're real good.
Okay. Uh-huh. I've got a story that'll warn you of being careful where you nap.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's from Poland. I don't actually know what the accent is there.
I just know a bunch of Polak jokes, and they're super offensive, I think.
Poland jokes?
Polak is what you call somebody. You used to call somebody from Poland a Polak. It was the joke of... I had an entire joke book that was Italian jokes one way and Polish jokes the other way. Like, you flipped it upside down and read it the other way. And looking back, it's probably one of the most racist propaganda things. I should probably stop talking. Back to your story.
So anyway, there was a man who just decided, you know what, I'm going to break into this store right here.
Why not?
It was like a local furniture and carpet store.
What are you going to steal from a furniture store?
That's a really good question. Huh. So when police arrived, they found the front glass door all smashed.
Oh, boy.
And they're going around. They can't find anyone. And then they hear a soft snore.
Oh, he's like an angel.
Yep. That was the crook. He worked so hard breaking in.
Oh.
And maybe...
It takes it out of you sometimes.
Maybe he wasn't actually trying to steal something. Maybe he just needed a comfy place to rest.
Snooze.
Yeah. It's a furniture and carpet store.
Oh, yeah. So he was sleeping on the furniture?
Yeah, he was just asleep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then police showed up and pulled the rug out from underneath them.
You know how actually carpets, they have those big racks? And you like... move them with your whole body.
Yeah.
He was sleeping in between those.
Oh, that feels...
bloody. Yeah, he's probably on drugs.
Well, the pulled
something.
The rug thing. Is...
Yeah. They literally pulled the rug over him.
I don't think Erica got it. It's okay.
Out from under him.
Okay.
My story.
It was just bad. All right.
My story.
Yeah.
We all got it.
Yeah.
If there was anything to get. My story, not from Florida. But it is from Colorado. Woo! This happened a while ago, but we're just now getting to it. Residents of Custer County, wherever that is, got the rude awakening of a semi tipping over on the highway.
Oh.
Luckily, driver unharmed. But the entire load of sweet corn on the truck was spilled all over the highway.
Ooh.
Luckily, a man came with a flamethrower, lit it all on fire, and made popcorn.
Literally?
No, that didn't happen.
Oh.
But the police put out a dispatch and said, if anybody wants free corn, and everyone said,
yay!
Off the highway?
Shut up, Colin. It's inside the thing, Erica. It's inside the husk.
That's true.
I guarantee you she buys it already peeled.
No.
Princess buys it peeled.
We husk our own, shuck our own corn because one time, what are the little things inside?
Tassels.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
I call them the hair. Okay.
Well, it is kind of the hair, but it's like the tassel
Dane
hair.
Dane accidentally threw those onto Swanson and it was a whole ordeal. Swanson's my dog.
Guess he was a bit of a corn dog.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because he's a hot dog.
I'm sorry, I thought my story would be less corny, but... Those are all the stupid people. Oh, don't wake Tia.
Probably the weirdest snoring sound ever.
Those were the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.